little later in the show, I'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Metallica. But we're going to hook up our early listeners right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to go see Thomas Rhett, Veteran Boots Tour. That's 2025, Friday, August 22nd, 2025 at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events. Just be caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067, and you will win the prize. Feel a little naked. I don't have my laptop because my son asked me last night. We're watching the Thursday night football game, and I did bad color commentary again. He was practicing, so he was supposed to do it last week, and then Stone Ridge had some sort of exclusive rights deal, so he couldn't do Stone Bridge.
Was it Stone Bridge High School in Ashburn?
Yes, Stone Bridge. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Stone Bridge High School, which is where Mike Marr went. I don't know. He wasn't allowed to do the play-by-play. Like, they got...
So I didn't know
that high school can freeze you out, but...
Did he actually drive out there and showed up?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
So it was like the plan. So he's doing it today. Quince Orchard plays Churchill, I think.
Okay.
And he's doing the game, and he needed it to upload Mixer or whatever to...
Well, I do have two laptops, so if you want to use...
Nah, it's fine.
My second one, you can if you want.
Yeah, secondary.
Right, Mr. Beckel? Mr. Beckel.
It's fine. All right, let's get into the Junkie Sports page.
No giveaways or anything?
I just did a giveaway.
Oh, okay. Wasn't listening.
Selective.
See all those callers, all eight lines?
I can't see the phones. My second laptop's blocked.
Yeah, it obscures it. Here you go.
See all that? Okay, yeah. All right. So we talked about the Thursday night game. The Cowboys beat the Giants to move to 2-2. Giants fall to 1-3. Final score 20-15. That goes under the tote.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware.
And Giants do cover. They were catching about six.
Mm-hmm.
Five field goals for the Giants. Greg Joseph kicked five field goals. So New York was not good, certainly in the red zone offensively. Jones did not throw a touchdown. They couldn't run the ball. Devin Singletary, the leading rusher for the Giants, had 24 yards on 14 carries.
Well, neither team could run the ball. Rico Dowdle led Dallas with 11 carries, 46 yards. And in case people didn't know it already, it's over for Zeke. Like, Zeke is like a figurehead.
Yeah, I still can't believe
he does nothing.
They couldn't find somebody else on the planet better than Ezekiel Elliott to run the ball.
Jerry loves him some Zeke, so part of it.
What do you make of the Giants' decision, third quarter? So the halftime score, I believe, was 14-9.
Correct.
The Giants drove, and on third and goal, I think Daniel Jones had a completion to the 2 or 3 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they settled for the field goal there.
Did that make
Why not go for it?
Did that make it 14-12 or was
yes,
Dallas
made it
up?
14-12.
Well, I mean, you're within a field goal. I think a lot of teams would do that. Third quarter?
Yeah, you're within one score.
I feel like if you get that close and you're having trouble punching it in, which they had.
Yeah. It depends on the coach.
I think I'd go for it there.
Like Dan Campbell. If Dan Campbell's in that scenario, he's most likely
Dan Quinn might go for it
after we saw what he did last week.
Yeah.
But Dable chose to take the points.
What would you do? 14-9, it's the first possession.
I probably take the points.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So I go for it because, all right, if you come up short, they're not going 98 yards on you, more than likely.
Most likely not, but I like getting my 3 points.
You like to play it safe.
It's a chip shot. That's an automatic 3 points.
If you had somebody other than Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
You know? That might factor in. Yeah, he doesn't trust the guy in the red zone.
If I'm your guy, Josh Allen, who scores from the inside the five all the time, I'm probably going for it.
If you have Jaden Daniels,
because at fourth and two, or where were they at, the 2 or 3?
Yeah.
You're going to throw the ball there because they couldn't run. You're not going to run from the 3 there on fourth down. So you probably don't feel comfortable doing that with Jones.
We saw what he did in the preseason in some of those situations, right?
Yeah. So,
I guess it was the 3. He had completed a pass to Wandale Robinson, 5-yarder to the 3.
Hmm.
8:42 left in the third quarter. It's a 14-9 game.
Oh, yeah.
They settle for the field goal to make
left.
It 4th.
Yeah. I'm taking the points.
I'm pretty sure most coaches would probably kick there.
Mm-hmm.
Most. Not all, but most. All right, some fantasy numbers. Malik Nabers had 15 targets, 12 catches for 115, did not score, but he did have a huge game. He did have a concussion. Did you see? I didn't see the play. How bad was it?
I did not see him get concussed.
Did you see that, JP?
I didn't. I actually went to bed early for me. So I let that drive was the last one that I witnessed.
Okay.
Now, remember, he took a big shot in the opener, too, from Frankie Louvu when he was playing the Commanders.
Right.
So I guess he's had some issues in the first few weeks.
Small guy.
Who, Neighbors?
Yeah.
Is he small?
He's pretty small.
Malik Neighbors is small?
Like 6 foot, 200.
Yeah. He's not big.
That's what he's listed.
What do you think he was, 6 foot?
He looks small. Wandale Robinson is small.
Yeah. I know, but Neighbors
he's a medium.
But Neighbors isn't like, 6'4". Sure, I mean, he's a smaller guy.
He's not Calvin Johnson. He's not Megatron.
Wandale Robinson had 11 catches for 71 yards.
He's very elusive.
On 14 targets.
There were a couple third down plays where Jones flipped it out to Robinson, and if the Cowboys tackle him, they're punting.
Mm-hmm.
But he would find a way to evade the tacklers.
Yeah.
Very shifty.
On the flip side, Dallas, Dak Prescott, 22 for 27, 221 yards. Didn't throw for a bunch of yards, but did throw two touchdowns, one to CD, who had seven catches for 98 yards, and also to Dowdle, who had one catch, and it was a touchdown.
Our football talk on 106.7 The Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro.
Mm-hmm. So, as I mentioned, the Cowboys improved to 2-2. Kind of a must-win for them, even though it's only week four. Giants fall 1-3. All right, college football. We're going to have Bill Roth on here in the next segment, but just kind of a rundown of some of the games this weekend. Starting tonight, Hokies are at Miami. Believe they flew out yesterday or maybe last night. I'm not sure how the storm affected their flight, but I assume they got there okay. Virginia Tech will play Miami in Miami. They are catching anywhere from 17.5 to 19. Virginia Tech has not been good in the first half of games, and Miami's going to be very explosive. Cam Ward has 14 touchdown passes, just two picks. So this is going to be an uphill battle for the Hokies unless they really come out strong out of the gates.
I mean, Miami's, here's what they've done on offense. 41 against Florida. Okay, these next two opponents, dicey competition. 56 against Florida A&M, 62 against Ball State.
All right.
50 against South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Like
left the state of Florida yet.
Right.
So this will be their fifth game in the state of Florida. Mm.
Is the biggest game this weekend Alabama Georgia?
Oh,
well,
absolutely.
It's 2-4. So yeah,
it's a big one. While you're laughing at Maniscalco jokes, I'll be watching that. You'd be checking your phone on the scores. Also tonight, Washington will play at Rutgers in a Big Ten matchup. This will be the first conference game for Rutgers. So Washington traveling all the way across the country to play a conference game.
If Sebastian Maniscalco decided to forego the gig at Capital One and did it in your backyard while Georgia Alabama is on, would you even go out and watch him do his jokes?
Well, I have a TV on my screened-in porch.
Okay.
So I would just sit on the screened-in porch with the TV volume down, listen to his jokes, but watch Georgia Alabama.
Okay.
That's good compromise. You know,
that's solid.
I would do that.
That works.
Now, if you told me either or, you can either do either of.
I know the choice.
You know the choice.
Well, you know, last night I actually had trouble. I basically couldn't watch the game.
Right.
Well, I have Amazon Prime. Who doesn't have Amazon Prime?
Mm-hmm.
I go on it and it goes, you have too many devices connected to it.
Yeah.
And so that we know of, only my son was watching. But then if you go into your account and you look at devices, I had like 14 devices all connected to Amazon Prime, like Echoes, and, you know, Kindle Fires,
all of your Alexas,
phones, and my son's Xbox.
Yeah.
And I kept deleting and deleting and deleting. I was like, we don't need Amazon Prime on this stupid Echo thing. Like, we don't need it. I never could get the game going.
You couldn't.
Never could get the game going.
That's devastating.
Too many devices connected and it never reset. Yeah, show.
So you
total
just bagged
poop show at the Bickles. Oh, it was the other poop show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upstairs getting packing.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter comes back from a game. We had drove separately. All of a sudden, I hear screaming in the kitchen.
Yeah,
they just come in. You know, they make a ruckus. They're screaming.
Mm-hmm.
There's a snake, a baby snake in the kitchen. Okay, like 6 inches.
All right.
It scurried under the dishwasher,
That,
and now it's just, in my house forever.
Right, so it's gonna grow to an adult snake inside.
I don't know where it is. My daughter says immediately, we got to sell the house. We got to move. Right. I mean, what are you going to do?
Watch it when you take your dumps.
You got to lure the snake out somehow. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know. My wife thinks that, like, underneath, it's now, like, in the walls and the floors.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it could be anywhere.
We put a coat hanger underneath there. Yeah. Put flashlights underneath there. It, like, slithered into the house.
Tell your daughter, be careful when she goes to sleep. It could slither all over her.
Well, believe me, she was panicked about that.
Next time you see the snake, it'll be 6 feet long.
I just had to tell my daughter. I said, "Don't worry, it'll just die in the walls." That's what I had to tell her.
It might be silly because if you have mice,
yeah, it'll eat the mice
and other kind of rodents or bugs.
Honestly, I don't know what to do. It was a little 6-incher. I never got to see it because they scream. I was blaming them. I was like, "You guys screamed. You scared it."
Yeah.
You know, I would have chopped it into a billion pieces.
Right.
You mean you wouldn't have scooped it up carefully and brought it outside so it could continue to live?
No, I would not have. I would have chopped it into a billion pieces. But yeah, it's the Bickles and a snake. And you know what? When there's one snake, there's others.
There could be.
When there's a baby snake, there's a mama snake. So now I don't know what to do.
Well, you just
what do you do
you
about
just,
that?
Well, you just wait for it to show
nothing.
Up again and
it's
try
not
to
show up again.
I mean, you can call like a pest company and they can lure it out. I'm sure, but
how can they lure out a little tiny little?
Because that's what they do for a living. They know how to do
they
it.
They don't know how to do it.
They don't.
I don't think so. Not a little baby snake.
What about snake traps?
Well, my wife said glue traps, but yeah, if it ever comes back out, it's probably just slithering all around.
No, leave something out.
You got a new pet.
Yeah, leave something out and put some poison on it.
Put some cheese. I know.
Yeah,
that's what we're gonna try to do.
Poison some cheddar. Just don't put it on
they
your
have
Ritz crackers.
Snake traps. They have like glue.
He would
snake
eat it.
Traps.
He would eat the poison cheese. He loves cheese so much.
That cheese is too valuable.
All right, can I get through the rest of the sports page?
Just want to tell you the debacle that
you just
is my want to
talk about snakes and snakelets. First of all, I found this hilarious. So my buddy Greg, he's listening right now. What's up, Greg? Mm-hmm. He's probably driving on 66.
Shouts.
He
to
thinks
Greg.
The Commanders are going to go to the Super Bowl.
He does. After the Bengal game, he texted me, We're going to the Super Bowl. I don't think he really believes it, but who knows?
He's
a little delusional, but I don't know. But one of his best friends is Landon Collins, okay, former Commander / Redskin, right?
His mom was really happy he chose to go to Alabama instead of LSU back in the day.
She was very upset.
Is Landon still local?
Landon lives in in Louisiana, I believe. Mm-hmm. But he comes back and forth. Mm-hmm. He might still have a house here. Anyway, so Greg has never been, I couldn't believe this, he's never been to a college football game.
Never in his life.
Where did he go to college?
Why? But like, what's preventing him from going?
I don't know where he went to college.
He must have went to some
or if he went to college. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, is he a donk?
No, he's a good dude. He's worked
successful
for
construction guy.
He works for Darvish Interiors. Yeah. He's very high up in this company. Oh, anyway, okay. So he has never been to a college football game.
All right.
I couldn't believe it when he told me that.
Yeah. It floored you.
The first game he's going to in his life?
Yeah. Georgia-Alabama.
How
did he procure those tickets?
Because Landon Collins is his buddy.
Ah, that makes sense.
So they're good one to debut.
They're flying into Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
Staying there, and then they're going to travel to Tuscaloosa tomorrow night for the biggest game of the weekend.
Roll down tide.
Has the hurricane knocked out any of these college games?
I haven't heard if they've knocked any of them out. They postponed the Braves game. The Braves are supposed to play the Mets. Two of their games postponed.
Not as wild card implications.
They're tacking those on to after the weekend because the Braves have to play the Royals this weekend. So they're going to play the Royals for three. And then I'm guessing
if it matters,
they got to play a doubleheader on Monday against the Mets. So it's certainly affected some baseball games, but I'm not sure about the football games. Anyway, quickly, just kind of a rundown of some of the games. Ole Miss will play Kentucky. Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart having a great year. This will be the first conference game for Ole Miss. He's got 12 touchdowns. Their receiver, Trey Harris, having a bomb year, 630 yards in four games. Michigan will play Minnesota. The Terps will play at Indiana, 12 o'clock kick. Tomorrow, Big Ten Network, Indiana is undefeated at 4-0, coached by Kurt Cignetti. Used to coach James Madison for about 5 years now.
So are we significant dogs in this one?
Six and a half or seven.
Wow. Yep. So that'll be an interesting game. And, of course, the big one is Georgia-Alabama, and that is 7:30 tomorrow night, game day down there. And
roll down tide.
This is the first time Alabama has been an underdog at home since 2007. So it's been 17 years They've always been favorites at home, so it'll be interesting. And that's a 7:30 kick. And
how's Milroe played this year?
Been pretty good, but you know they haven't really played anybody. So let's see how he plays against one of the best
defenses. They went in and just
Georgia. Georgia's had a bunch of injuries on the defense, but they should get most of those guys back. Georgia and Alabama coming off byes, so had the week off prepping for this game. And real quick, baseball, all the divisions wrapped up. The Yankees won the East, beat the Orioles last night 10-1, and Aaron Judge hit number 58. So they've wrapped up the division. Of course, the Orioles are in. They're a playoff team. The other two wild card teams are the Royals and the Tigers. They're not legitimate yet. They're not official, but they've got a three-game lead over the Minnesota Twins.
Judge had an incredible year, but I would give the edge. Now they're in different leagues, so they'll both win MVPs. I'd give the edge to Shohei having a better year with the 50-50.
Yeah.
And I saw a video yesterday. Shohei was in the bullpen throwing. I don't think he's going to throw in the playoffs, but he might be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's no way. Those guys, there's like a control thing they have to go through where they get their control back and everything. I don't know. I don't know if he'd be ready. He might have the velocity.
He's such a stud.
He is such a stud. I mean, you have to take the stolen bases a little bit less seriously because the stolen base rate is so much higher now.
Sure, it's easier.
It's easier, but it's still unbelievable. Yep. I mean, just the fact that he could pitch and hit at that level is ridiculous. He should be in the Hall of Fame right now.
And it's not like everybody's got 50.
No.
No, he's out of a bomb year.
Maybe three guys have 50 stolen bases.
He had three more hits last night. He's hitting .305 with, you know, 50-50 year. He's had an unbelievable season.
No, he's a freak.
800-636-1067 is the number. You ever want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines? You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number. And you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll connect with Bill Roth. Voice of the Hokies, they take on Miami tonight. You can listen to that on the Team 980. Coverage starts at 5:30. We're the Junkies.